Okay, mis queridos listeners, I'm just gonna let you know this about me. I love classical music. Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture is one of my favorite pieces of music ever. But I'm also a huge fan of new music, stuff that draws from many traditions and has surprises in store for people who think classical music is just stuffy. Composers like Tania León infuse their work with Caribbean instruments, Yoruba rhythms, atonal piano work a la Philip Glass, all of which adds up to elements that make their music a much more global experience. Tania León's compositions and operas have been performed around the world and have received countless awards. She was the first musical director and a founding member of Arthur Mitchell's famous Dance Theater of Harlem. At 72 years old, there is no sign of her slowing down. León was born in Havana in the 1940s and was classically trained there. But Afro-Cuban music and other Cuban traditions have always found a way into her unique musical style. She joins us in our studios now to talk about her life and her music. Welcome to Latino USA, Tania.
Thank you, Maria.
When you're sitting back and you're kind of like, okay, because you are now 72?
Not yet.
Okay, well, you look like you're 50.
I know, everybody tells me.
So, you've had this blessed life. You've, you know, performed in the most extraordinary places, lived in the most extraordinary places. I mean, you have to sit back and say, óyeme, qué vida, what a life, no?
Yes. I mean, I think that I'm blessed because, first of all, my upbringing, I'm the first musician in my family. We really don't know, because my family, all the ancestries are immigrants into Cuba.
From where?
From Africa, from Spain, and from Asia. I think that is why I have such a global attitude and universal attitude. And I never discuss races, for example, because I think that is a social ill. It's such a construct. We sort of lost our humanity, you know? I mean, it's like we are humans. But I think that comes from my family environment.
And you were how old when you left Cuba?
I was actually 23, turning 24.
So 1967?
1967, yes.
So at that point, or at what point do you realize, Tania, that you have been more time in the United States than the country of your birth?
Well, so when I start to revisit history now, and you're talking about the civil rights, you know, the most shocking thing to me, what woke me up, is actually the assassination of Martin Luther King. That is when I was just like, what? You know? I mean, in other words, I started realizing how incredible this situation was.
And as a composer, how did you begin to realize that all of that eventually was going to have an expression in your music? And how do you see it coming up in your music then?
Well, I am of the mind that I am a composer. I am not a black composer. I'm not a woman composer. I'm not a Caribbean composer. I mean, all of the definitions, I never hear them express. When you talk about Beethoven, for example, or when you talk about Debussy.
So the only prefix that you really accept with open arms is composer?
No.
Not even?
Musician.
Musician.
Yes.
Simplemente.
Yeah. Yes. I'm a musician that happens to compose, to conduct. That's the art form that I selected to express myself, music.
So it's interesting, Tania, because one of your most recent projects is firmly planted on the roots of history in the United States of America. You are now writing an opera about the Little Rock Nine.
Yes.
Now, again, you want to be free and in the clouds, and yet you're saying, I'm going to write the first opera with Henry Louis Gates doing the libretto. of the Little Rock Nine, the moment of civil rights confrontation here in the United States of America. Why?
I was really in shock, you know, when I started realizing what was going on when I arrived. And nowadays, anytime I think at the moment that I arrived here, now is that I understand how incredible that was, that I was in the middle of all of that. So therefore, I mean, all of these things are incredible. And then now, but things such as doing a performance in Geneva, you know, Switzerland, for the celebration of the rights of women for the United Nations, things like that, things that happen that you don't understand. How did this happen, you see? And now this project, with Gates doing this, when he tells me that he saw this when he was 7 years old, and he saw this situation happening on television, and that nowadays he has personal friendship with some of the protagonists. So, I mean, it's like magic in a way.
So this morning, Tanya, as I was listening through again to much of your music, yeah. So I'm just going to say the name of the song, and then I'm going to share some words that came up for me this morning.
Yes, yes, they're pieces. We call them pieces because it doesn't have
exacto.
They don't have a singer.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
So indígena.
Indígena.
And then I wrote down the words. I was like, free jazz classical. Okay. Is that, what do you think? You like that?
I love that. I love that. You know why? Because one of the things that really, I mean, it was like a bang in my head when I arrived in the United States was jazz. And the first CD that was, I mean, CD, no, it was a vinyl of Art Tatum. And when I heard that, I sat down and I said, my God, I don't know how to play the piano. You know, who is this person?
Okay, so I'm going to give you another one, all right? The piece is Inura. Okay, so the words that I wrote down, gospel en español, ópera.
That is fantastic. Let me tell you, Inura is based on influence of Brazil. I went to Bahia and I fell in love. It was just amazing.
That was where my honeymoon was.
Really? The culture. I dance in the streets with the capoeira people and the people, the samba.
It's just magic, right?
It's magic. They go in the streets, people start following tourists. Everybody is converted into something that we don't know what. We're dancing behind the drums. I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable.
And for all of that, Tanya, for all of your older pieces and for all of your newer pieces and for whatever you dream in that cloud that you live in, we just want to say thank you so much for all of your work and for spending some time with us on Latino USA. It's been beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Maria.